A Pirate's Heart. Written by Catherine Friend. Narrated by Catherine Friend.
A Pirate's Heart. Part 1. The Pirate, 1715. Pirate captains were often vicious and sadistic villains whose careers rarely lasted more than 2 or 3 years. They were more likely to drown in a storm or suffer death by hanging than they were to live out their days in luxury on the riches they had plundered. From Under the Black Flag by David Cordingly. Chapter 1. 1715, somewhere in the West Indies. Captain Thomasina Ferris stood on the quarterdeck of the Moonshadow, widening her stance as the ship rolled beneath her. While a pirate's life was short and dangerous, and Tommy longed to escape it, when the Moonshadow's taut lines hummed, her sails snapped, and the waves beat pleasantly against the hull, Tommy didn't care, easily putting aside her burdens. The Moonshadow was a 3-masted merchant ship Tommy'd stolen from a drunken captain, and it could handle both storm and battle surprisingly well for such a large ship. Tommy lifted her face to the sun, soaking up the moist, salty air, the gulls wheeling and calling overhead, the smell of tar and working men, the feel of the wind against her skin. When the tip of her braid whipped behind her like a tail, she draped it forward over her shoulder. Tommy's thigh-length hair, jet black, save for one shocking streak of pure white, terrified more sailors in the West Indies than the skull and crossbones. Perched up in the Moonshadow's crow's nest, 14-year-old Billy Flood had his arms wrapped around the mast, singing some bawdy tune as he watched for sails. The poor pup was madly in love with Tommy, which was why she refused to let him be her cabin boy. After her last cabin boy had been killed by a cannonball, she'd struggled alone with her hair, but refused to cut it, since it was as powerful a weapon as her pistol or cutlass. Billy had begged for the job, but since he already dogged her heels all over the ship, she didn't need his moony eyes in her cabin as well. Tommy's quartermaster and oldest friend, Ezekiel Sawkins, stood next to a gunner's mate on the forecastle and bawled him out for not doing a proper job of tying down a gun. Pirate ships not only kept guns below deck, with ports cut in the hull for running out the guns, but had guns mounted all along the upper deck to give them every advantage in a battle. Sawkins' already tanned skin glowed hot with anger as he cuffed the boy and showed him the proper way to tie down a gun so it didn't roll around deck and kill someone. One deck below in the galley, Cookie banged pots and pans, and from the forward hatch beyond him came light-hearted insults from the crew's quarters as two men argued over a bet. Tommy'd get involved only if it came to blows. 3 men pounded oakum into gaps in the deck planking, their heavy mallets a chorus of reassuring thuds. Hatley stood mid-deck with the log line, measuring their speed, counting the knots as they slipped over the rail. 6 knots, he called. These were the sounds of her world, and God help her, she loved them. She loved the ship, she loved the men, she loved the sea. It was the killing that begun wearing her down. That and this blasted sadness hanging over her like a tropical thundercloud. Below Tommy, the mid-deck hand pump squeaked as 2 men worked it. The Moonshadow took on too much water without those damned pumps. Tommy lived day and night, knowing the sea was reaching its fingers through the cracks in the hull, seeking to drown the ship and all 100 souls aboard her. 2 other ships sailed in her fleet, so 1 strong storm and a heavy dose of bad luck could claim 3 ships and 300 lives. Sawkins appeared at her side, a compact man nearly 30 years old, and together they soaked up the sounds.
"Noisy ship, ain't she?" Sawkins said.
"Noisy as a Newcastle whore," Tommy replied, and Sawkins laughed so hard he choked. He was a good man and had been with Tommy since the beginning. When she'd formed up her first band of men, she'd been relieved when they'd voted Sawkins as quartermaster. You needed a fair man to be in charge of dividing up the spoils and running the ship, and there was none fairer and more honest than Sawkins.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?